Gemara brings a rule, kosher kamachal ben drusai, ein bo mishum bishul ayakam. If a Jew cooks something and it reaches the stage of machal ben drusai, then there's no more bishul ayakam, even if the guy then continues to cook it, it cooks it afterward, there's no din of bishul ayakam. This is not maybe the most practical halach in the world. What's a lot more practical is the inverse of this, which is a debate between Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rashba against the Rosh and many other Rishonim. That is the case where the guy begins the cooking and cooks it kamachal ben drusai, and the Israel cooks it some more. This is a very common situation in modern factory production where they make things like instant foods, or they cook it somewhere in the factory and then cans and whatever, and then you get it and you have to cook it some more to make it ready to eat. So this machlokas is important. I mean, everything's important, but this machlokas is practical. So basically, we have the machlokas between the Rach and the Rashba against the Rosh and other Rishonim. The Rashba makes the basic argument that if you see in the Gemara the Machal Ben Drusai is significant in that when the Yisrael does it, he eliminates any concern for Bishul Akum because that's considered the Yisrael cooked it already. And the reverse should be true also, that if the guy cooked it, Machal Ben Drusai, it's considered he cooked it, and it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter if the Yisrael cooked it afterwards. That's the position of the Rashba and the Rach. And the Rosh and others disagree. They agree that logically the argument makes sense. That's a discussion about Kronim, whether based on the Gemara it does or doesn't make sense, but they're willing to concede that the argument does make sense. However, the Rosh says, these are just Dinu Drabanan, and the whole Bishul Akum is a Chumra, and they weren't so Machmer. They were Machmer for, they allowed you to be Mekil if the Jew cooked in Machmer Drusai, but that was only Lakula, they said. That Lakula, they allowed you to be considered bishul, but lachumra to say that if the guy cooked a kamachal ben drusai, it's aser, that they didn't say, even though basically the Rosh is conceding that it's not like strictly logically consistent, but it doesn't have to be. These are just kulos and bishul akum, so the Rosh says we can be mekel. The mechaber is somewhat machmir. The mechaber says lechatchila at least you should be choshesh for the shita of the Rosh and the Rach, and you should only really be mekel in certain cases of dechak. The mechaber says you can be mekel on yesh leser, unless it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, or Hefzim Ruba. Ramah says, Yesh Matir Mechalinian, and Piskachur brings that the Shlow is Machmer, but Lamai says the Shach, and most other Akronim say the Shach says Yesh Matir, and Askelas Rov Aposkim, Lokim Rashal, or some more Machmer, but the consensus of Poskim is, at least for Ashkenazim, is to be more Mekel. So again, this becomes relevant in cases like instant potatoes and flakes and whatnot, different types of things that the factory produces, and they cook it somewhat. Machal ben drusai, and then the consumer cooks it the rest of the way. So one case I saw was even not the consumer, but they were talking about where they imported dehydrated or flakes of potatoes to put in berekas and by the bakeries in Eretz Yisrael. They imported these things from Chutz La'aretz where these dehydrated potatoes were made by Goyim. So the bakery is the one doing the final cooking, putting it into the berekas and cooking them again or doing whatever they do with them. So again, the idea would be, this would seem to be totally on the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh. At least for Ashkenazim, we would have a good basis to make it. But again, for Sfaradim, maybe not as much. So there's a second step, a second basis lahakel, and that is based on a tshuva of the Afkas Rochel. The Achronim bring, the Adifraim, and many Achronim bring a tshuva of the Afkas Rochel, who seems to be discussing a case in the 16th century very similar to our dehydrated potatoes that are reconstituted. He talks about wheat kernels that were initially cooked by the producers. Subsequently, they were then dehydrated, roasted, they were made dry in such a way that they were no longer edible. Then they were ground and cooked further to be made into their final food, whatever it was. So the Afkas Rochel said, and he brings this machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh, and he seems to be, again, machmer, like in the Shulchan Aruch, the Afkas Rochel is the Shulchan Aruch, seems to be machmer that l'chatchila you shouldn't be samech on this, samech on the Rosh. However, he says, in this case it's better, because when is there a machlokas, Rashba and Rosh, that's when the food is cooked machal ben drusai. At that point it's roy to be eaten bedoche kamachal ben drusai, and then the consumer, the final, the next stage, cooks it more. Here, where it's rendered by the dehydration process, by the roasting, it's rendered not fit for achila at all. That nullifies whatever initial bishul there was, and now the final bishul is being done by the consumer or by the bakery. In the case of the berekas, by the next stage, and that's considered bishul Yisrael lekuli alma. You don't have to worry. In the Afkas Rochel itself, it seems he's not so sure about this far. Nice, and many poskim seem to say, some of the contemporary kashrut agencies seem to say, You can be samech on this in a case where the dehydrated potato flakes, or whatever they are not roi lachila, even though they were cooked machal madrusai at the factory, but then they were rendered into a state where they're not really roi lachila anymore. Then the consumer or the next stage of the production makes them back roi lachila, and that's done by a Jew. That creates an additional makom lahakil. It's another interesting point that comes up in this machal madrusai connection. There is a notorious debate between contemporary poskim. This really will take us into next week's material, but there is a notorious debate among contemporary poskim about whether potato chips have to be Bishul Yisrael. You will see some potato chips are marked Bishul Yisrael. Most are not. Both those that have national hecherim, like the OU, and even many of the Hamish hecherim, some are marked Bishul Yisrael, some are not. For some mysterious reason, years ago, I began trying to machmer this. My father was always excited when he finds a bag of some potato chips from Hamish Hechsher that's marked Bishul Yisrael. He proudly presents to me as, what's the meaning? Why should potato chips need to be Bishul Yisrael or not? So, the starting point is that potatoes in general, some poskim say, the Chachmas Adim said, is considered a food that's olal shulchan malachim. Potatoes are served for malachim, so potatoes can be subject to the laws of bishulachim. There is an orchah shulchan who says potatoes are not eaten by malachim, but poskim say it depends on the place, depends on the context, and today it's generally assumed that potatoes, at least in some forms, are served on shulchan malachim. So the question is, what about potato chips? Potato chips, many poskim assume, are not served al shulchan malachim. They don't eat potato chips. They don't eat it as part of the state dinner. The Starkei or Rav Heinemann go with the state dinner standard. It doesn't mean what the president will eat while he's watching television for a midnight snack. It means what he'll eat at a formal, elegant affair. He won't eat potato chips. People tell me about potato chips being put into the mashed potatoes at weddings. I don't know what that's all about. I've never seen that. But in general, many poskim assume that potato chips are not considered al shulchan malachim. Despite that, nevertheless, there are a number of leading 20th century poskim who seem to have said that potato chips should be Bishul Yisrael, or Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Yaakov Kamenetsky in Amos Liakov, Shev Levi in his Tshuvas, all suggest, at least, all these Tshuvas are a little bit uncertain. Moshe's Tshuvas is very terse and lacking context, and people have met me on it. Yaakov says Amos Liakov with notes and other things. I don't know how, firsthand, secondhand that is. Shev Levi kind of goes back and forth, but also encourages to be Machmer. They all say that you should be machmer and bishulachim on potato chips. Why? Isn't it true that potato chips are not olal shulchan malachim? So one of the svaras they seem to work with is that you don't look at the individual particular dish, the form in which the potato or the food is cooked. You look at the underlying food. Potato is something that's olal shulchan malachim. This is a debate. Goes back to earlier Akronim too. But again, this is something we'll cover more next week. But regard to what we're learning this week, there's one very interesting raya the post can bring. Both Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and apparently Rav Moshe Sternbach both make a point. They both say, "I'll prove to you that it doesn't depend on whether the exact particular dish in front of you is olal shulchan malachim or not, but rather whether the min in general is, because the machlokas Rash ben Rush. Machlokas Rash ben Rush is if a guy cooks something kamachal ben drusay, whether it's subject to bishulachim. The Rash say it is." The Rush only argues, the Rush argues for a different reason. He says they weren't machmer and machal ben drusai is considered cooking. But they all agree that a food which was cooked in machal ben drusai potentially is subject to bishulachim. No melech and his elegant state dinner is going to eat food which is half cooked in machal ben drusai. So they say that the Rav Yaakov and Rav Moshe Sternbach say, so you see, it doesn't depend on whether the particular dish in front of you is machal ben drusai, is al shulchan malachim. It depends whether the food, when prepared somewhat differently, could be al shulchan malachim. So others want to be machlis. Others want to say that no, that over there the food itself, the process, if continued properly, will result in a food which is olal shulchan malachim. You arrested it part of the way through, but that's still called olal shulchan malachim. But a food which its entire mode of preparation, it's gone down the path of becoming a potato chip, is never going to be olal shulchan malachim. It's a completely different kind of food. That's different, and would not be olal shulchan malachim. I'll call upon him. Apparently, Moshe Sternbach and Tshuva, as well as I didn't see it inside, but B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky did feel this was a raya. They felt that the fact that the Rishonim seriously consider astering food that a guy cooked, a machal madrusai, implies that we have to look at the underlying food, not necessarily at whether the particular mode of preparation is leading, whether the particular way the food is prepared is going to be olal shulchan malachim or not.